string of attacks in central and southern Iraq yesterday left 50 people dead, more than 100 wounded. It's the kind of thing that at this point many Americans have become inured to. We expect violence in Iraq. It's been 9 years since the U.S. first invaded, 6 months since most of the American military departed. But Baghdad is still not a safe place, and Iraqis continually face violence in their everyday lives. Marine Sergeant Christian Ellis knows that firsthand. He was a machine gunner in Fallujah. His platoon was ambushed. That left him with a broken back and most of his platoon dead. And when he returned home, he became one of 2.2 million Americans living with post-traumatic stress disorder. He suffered with it for years until a friend challenged him to transform his experiences into a work of art that might heal not only his wounds, but others as well. The result? Fallujah. It's an opera about the Iraq War and PTSD. Music from the opera Fallujah, and the man who wrote it is with us. Christian Ellis joins us from Colorado. Christian, nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
You know, I was interested to see, I just said that this came because somebody challenged you, but somebody almost dared you, and you were talking about your own experiences and what you'd suffered, PTSD, experiences with attempts at suicide. Somebody just about dared you to turn it into an opera.
In a sense, yes. Charlie Annenberg Weingarten of Explore.org did issue a challenge and, in a sense, yes, a dare, because it's not very easy or an easy thing to do to take everything about you, some of your secrets, and become that vulnerable to create a very public musical.
Well, let's talk about what led to your, in some ways, kind of psychic distress coming away from Iraq. I mean, you joined the Marines under the assumption that it was going to be totally different. I mean, what did you base your idea of soldiering on?
Well, I based it off of Hollywood, what I saw in war movies, these action heroes, these superheroes carrying around these awesome-looking weapons and doing really cool things, which is the furthest thing from the truth. So that's how I perceived the war and what I was going to be doing as a machine gunner.
And can you tell us what happened when your platoon was ambushed?
Those are pretty explicit details. It was intense, that I can say. But it's pretty much what people would expect. We weren't expecting to be ambushed in such a clever way. And the result, you know, it's been with me for years on end. Something that flashbacks have come through, issues that I haven't resolved, and had a hard time facing. And that's what this opera really does. It helps project a lot of those issues, the things that happened, and not just in that situation, but the war in Iraq, especially Fallujah in general. And does it in a very musical, healthy way.
Well, let's take a listen to another excerpt from the opera. Experiences in Iraq, your experiences in Fallujah, led to a real disability for you. I mean, this is something you struggled with for a very long time. You attempted suicide 4 times. Is that correct, Christian?
Yes. It was a friend that actually brought up the fact that I may have PTSD. I actually did extensive research through UCSD and the VA system to find out how extreme it was. And relationships have been horrible. And that's been one of the hardest things, is going out into the world and interacting with people. And I'd never realized how debilitating it can be. And a lot of veterans nationwide and around the world completely identify with that.
Well, you know, I'm wondering how the opera helped you solve that, if it has. I mean, do you feel like you're coping better? How did writing music make that easier to handle?
You know, music has always had a profound way of affecting me. It has allowed me in a healthy way to address issues that I didn't want to confront, that I didn't want to admit. Seeing things performed in front of me allowed me to not escape it. I couldn't escape it. It was right there in front of me. But I did it in a way that was actually very helpful, more so than any medication, more so than any doctor who didn't know me or who actually didn't go through combat. It really helped me to heal on certain aspects of my road to recovery.
You know, Christian, I'm sure you're aware of the incredibly high suicide rate among many of our veterans at this point, record high numbers. In fact, more soldiers are killing themselves at this point than we're losing in Afghanistan. I wonder what you'd say to your fellow veterans, your fellow soldiers, on how to handle what they've been through.
One of the things that I had to learn to accept was that it is perfectly okay to ask for help. We are trained, especially amongst males in the military, to not ask for help, that it is very wrong for you to be manly, to be a Marine, and seek help. That's wrong. It's okay to ask for help. And when you do ask for help, allow it to come and have the true desire to actually go and get better. Some people deny it, and denying it makes it a lot worse for you, for your family, and your loved ones.
Well, Christian Ellis found his way to cope with it by writing music. His new opera is called Fallujah, aimed for a performance, Christian?
Am I going to be performing it? Is that your question?
Will it be performed soon?
Yes, it will be performed soon. We are now currently looking for major opera houses. A lot of them, actually, I think most of them have the work to look over, and we're just finishing the final touches on it to make it that much more perfect.
Well, maybe veterans will be able to hear it soon wherever they are. Christian Ellis, U.S. Marine, who wrote the new opera Fallujah based on his experience in Iraq. Thank you so much. Happy 4th.
Thank you, and happy 4th to you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.